For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. K-Man's next election is set for May 2021, and some may be concerned that the COVID-19 pandemic could threaten the state of play. When asked his thoughts about the possibility of moving the date due to the current health crisis, His Excellency Governor Martin Roper says there is no need at this point to reschedule the date.
We were simply doing sensible planning and preparation. And the elections office, who have a very good reputation for this work, are just doing everything that we would normally do in this situation. And it's normal practice to set the date a year out. So at this point, we have fixed that date.
The general election for the Cayman Islands will take place on Wednesday, May 26th, 2021. This is the second general election to be held under the one-person, one-vote, single-member electoral district. Candidates will contest 19 seats. A big donation from the Caring for Life Foundation helps the Health Services Authority buy life-saving equipment. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The Health Services Authority says it is honored to have received a generous donation from the Caring for Life Foundation for $50,000 for the purchase of vital, life-saving medical equipment for the care of patients with COVID-19. The foundation's donation expands the capacity of the HSA to care for more ventilated patients and those requiring critical care services. HSA CEO Lizette Yearwood.
Over the years, the Caring for Life Foundation has donated towards medical equipment that enhances the quality of services provided to our patients. Given the current COVID-19 pandemic, a donation of this magnitude is very impactful for patients who may require critical life-saving care. On the behalf of the HSA board and staff, I express my sincere gratitude to the foundation directors and persons who have contributed in order to make this donation possible.
Marcus Stafford, director of the Caring for Life Foundation, says their mission is to raise funds to purchase equipment and supplies for Cayman's healthcare system to help better the lives and the medical outcomes of those who need it most. For more information on the Caring for Life Foundation, call 916-6069. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Global reports have shown the elderly among the highest of risk of complications and death from contracting the COVID-19 virus. This is largely due to their age and probability of older persons having underlying illnesses. The Minister for Health says Cayman has been practicing social distancing for just about 10 weeks. And while this may be a good strategy to stop the virus from spreading within the community, the separation can cause the elderly to feel isolated and lonely. The Honorable Dwayne Seymour lists a few things that you can put in place to reach out to or help a senior citizen tremendously.
The most obvious thing is to stay at home, as this lessens the chance of you contracting the virus and passing it on. Do your best to stay in contact with the elderly. Some are in the nursing homes and we are currently unable to visit them there. But you can call and read to them. Keep them up to date on what's happening locally regarding the crisis and all the gossip. Check in on their needs. Buy their groceries and deliver them to their doorsteps. This keeps them out of harm's way and allows a form of interaction between family members. When you cook for yourself, set some food aside. Freeze it and deliver it to them for reheating later. This ensures they will have a hot meal in only minutes. If you have an extra handheld device, like a smartphone or tablet that you're using, give it to a senior. Teach them how to use a video chat so they can see your faces, which I'm sure will give them a thrill. These smartphones can also be used to connect to the elderly, their doctors through telemedicine, so they don't miss out on doctors' appointments. Most importantly, we have to keep their days busy. You can gift them with books, craft supplies, a deck of cards or puzzles. And when you do to stop by to deliver any of these things, you can take some time to sit and talk with them from outside a door or window. Sharing with them might help you learn something you previously didn't know about them.
The health minister says by employing these helpful tips, we can ensure our loved ones are safe while feeling loved and cared for during this health crisis. You can also support Meals and Wheels Cayman through donations as well as seek their help in feeding the elderly. You can get them at mealsonwheels.ky. If someone you know needs assistance, call the older person's hotline at 1-800-534-2222. For free and confidential advice. You can also connect to the Needs Assessment Unit at nau.gov.ky. And that was your Saturday news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.